Hi friends, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful that you're here with me on this 2nd of June. Hopefully you are enjoying an amazing day. So today we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 35 through 52. That'll conclude chapter 2. And this is continuing on when we met Simeon yesterday and he saw the Christ and he's giving a prophecy about Jesus. And this is what he finishes saying. I just want to kind of give you a heads up on that. And this is in the World English Bible. He's saying this to Mary. Yes, a sword will pierce through your soul that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow for about 84 years, who didn't depart from the temple, worshiping with fastings and petitions night and day. Coming up at the very hour, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption in Jerusalem. When they had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. The child was growing, and he was becoming strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Joseph and his mother didn't know it. But supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But when they didn't find them, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the middle of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I were anxiously looking for you." He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" They didn't understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He was subject to them, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this first picture of Anna and her devout petitions and prayers. And Lord, we pray that for ourselves right now. She obviously must have had some grief in her life being a widow for so long, and yet she fasted and she prayed, and she was one of those people who just loved to help others and intercede for others. And so, Lord, help us to age gracefully into those places of intercession for others. Recently, Lord, someone asked me when I felt like I had finally become free from my past. Was there like a specific moment? And as I looked back on my life, I couldn't find a specific moment of, I wasn't free that day, and then the next day I was 100% free, and there was some sort of pivot point there. But I did say that it was gradual, this healing was gradual, but that every significant turn toward health and toward freedom happened because somebody else prayed for me. And so, Lord, I pray that you would stir up the Annas in the world to step into their intercessory gift. I pray that you would give us the desire and the longing to intercede for others as well. It is a great gift, and it has eternal consequences, and it's part of the kingdom work. It's part of the language and the oxygen of the kingdom. And so, Lord, help us to be people just like that. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus, of course. You are so good. And we see this picture of you sitting in the temple and being about your father's business and asking questions like a rabbi would, and the formation of you. And yet you went back to your home and you learned submission and learned how to obey. And Lord, this beautiful humility of you, of being the God of the entire universe, it kind of reminds me of, in a very small way, about those undercover boss shows where the boss disguises himself, the CEO of a company disguises himself and shadows somebody or works with someone and then really sees what's going on in their company. The humility, I mean, that was a gimmick and they got paid for it, but your humility of being the God of the universe and yet submitting yourself to your parents, your earthly parents. It's just so beautiful. So I just thank you for that. I thank you for that example of what it means to have that kind of humility and that submission to the Father and to others. Help us to be that way today. Help us to learn to bend our hearts for the sake of others. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the lovely Lisa Bogart, and I just have to make a quick apology. I said that her newsletter came out every Saturday. I just love it so much. I guessed that it did. I felt like it did, but it's every other Saturday, and she has this burst of joy that she wants to give my listeners. And so, Lisa, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the show. She's created a special page just for us, which is typical for her. You can go to lisabogart.com. It's B-O-G-A-R-T and then /pray, and you'll get signed up for her every other Saturday. And she has, it's just going to give you so much joy. You really should sign up for this. And in addition, she has created a video just for you on how to snazz up your snail mail. So if you want to encourage someone, send them some snail mail, and then she will show you how to make it really fun and exciting. And as well, you'll receive some coloring pages too. So Lisa, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And again, if you'd like to get that every other Saturday burst of joy, you can sign up at lisabogart.com/pray.